Well, I found this a really easy read and a perfect summer reading material. You quoted from Tennessee Williams in your book. What Tennessee Williams said was, you begin to forgive the world when you forgive your father. Could you talk about this?
Oh, yeah, sure. That obviously caught your eye, huh?
It really did.
I'm glad to hear that because I feel like that was the motivating factor for writing the book.
I also got to meet Tennessee Williams, so it was one of, one of the highlights of my life.
What would you, like a child going to see the Glass Menagerie or something?
No, but we won't go there. Go ahead.
I used to see Andy Warhol in a leather bar on 23rd Street and the West Side Highway. That's the best I can do. Let's see, so you will forgive the world when you have forgiven your father was a quote that Tennessee Williams wrote in a memoir piece he wrote about growing up. And that struck me because it seemed to me that I had a lot of anxiety and a lot of prejudgments, and I had some idea that my father needed to be a certain kind of a man, but clearly he wasn't that. And, you know, I brought the same unforgiving attitude to every date I ever had. Instead of kind of allowing my dad to be who he was and appreciate the fact that he never laid a hand on me or was abusive in any way, instead of just appreciating that and letting him go with his foibles, which were many, including making cell phone calls in the middle of dinner and talking to strangers with more interest than he had in his own family, and driving a car around that had x-rays from 1969 and one smelled so bad there was a veal chop in it. But instead of forgiving him all these things, I was obsessed with being critical. And I definitely had that same attitude with the world for most of my adult life. So I think that when you start the process of easing up a little bit on the judgment and allow people and the whole world its imperfections, then you end up being a happier person.
Well, you say that when there's a death, women mourn and men replace. Could you talk about setting your dad up with these dates?
Yeah, The Sisters of Loving is so much about, it's about a father and a son, but it's also about the world of dating when you're older and the new world of senior dating in particular, because look, we're almost there ourselves, and the truth is that 80 is the new 60, and there's a very active scene there with senior women who have lost their husbands and are looking for love again. And so when a relationship ends because of a death, men are a little bit on the inept side in terms of not only taking care of themselves, but understanding their lives socially. Whereas, so they, men replace, but women mourn, let's say appropriately, and then find their way back into a happy life without men, is that they have such good social networks themselves. So they have rich groups and their reading groups, and they've always known how to socialize. So they are more free to just live the life without being a caregiver anymore. But men are often quite, they're little babies about it. So that's standard things, is that women mourn and men replace. But, you know, then there's this other breed of woman that is called the casserole widow that I discovered in writing Assisted Loving. And, you know, those are the women that are right at the front door as soon as a man loses his wife with something to eat because they're looking. I actually heard a story last week when I was giving a book reading. The paperback's out just this week, you know, so it's fun to go around to stores and talk to people. Somebody told me that she was with her father, who was 85, and a woman came up to him and said, "Are you married?" And he said, "Yes." And she gave him her card and she said, "Give me a call when your wife dies."
Oh, my God.
Sorry. You hear these stories all the time. You know,
so tacky.
About a woman who was hitting up her son to try to get her Viagra to give to her 80-year-old boyfriend. So there's a new world. You know, and what's nice is that these old people they're free of the rules that we have.
Well, how did this experience with your dad influence your own relationships?
It helped me find a relationship, basically. As much as I was asking him about how his dating was going, and pretty concerned about it because I didn't want to have my father hooking up with just anybody when he was 80 years old, you know, he would also ask me how my dating life was, and I would say, "It's a disaster, let's not talk about it." But he kept asking, and one night he asked about this man to give away the ending of the book, who I married, you know, in L.A. last year and have been with now for 6 years. when I was dating him, I was being very typically critical and cynical and ridiculous. And my father asked me about him, well, tell me about this guy. And I said, well, it's just not going to work out. You know, he's too this, he's not quite that. And that's when my father said, listen, you know, you're a terrific person. You really deserve to be with somebody. I think that you really have to give this guy a chance. Stop looking for perfection. That's the only way you're going to find it. And I love that, because I think that in our search for love, that is very true.